This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Too, it's Marty Griffin. We'll check in with Marty, see what he's got going today in a few minutes. One of the things of so many stories over the weekend that caught my attention was a new space flight, and it involves a crypto billionaire who was able to buy his way on board. CBS's Mark Strassman.
I think some of the words I'm most looking forward to, you are go for launch.
To glimpse humankind's adventuring spirit, meet Fram2's international crew. It's financier Chun Wang, a Bitcoin mining billionaire. His crew, all extreme adventurers. Rabia Rogi, a German robotics researcher. Yannicka Mikkelsen, a Norwegian cinematographer. And Eric Phillips, an Australian polar guide, a veteran of more than 30 polar expeditions, now improbably all heading to space.
How did you get the invitation?
I believe it was a WhatsApp message at the time.
And Yannicka said I was a scammer.
Yeah, I did.
Not a scammer. The offer was real.
It's been a crazy dream of mine as far back as I can remember, and then somehow it's now a reality.
The mission's inspired by and named after the 19th century Norwegian adventuring ship Fram. It explored both of Earth's poles more than 100 years ago. Fram2's crew has trained for nearly a year. Flying about 270 miles up, their Dragon spacecraft will orbit Earth's poles 55 times over the 3.5-day mission.
Wow. A crypto billionaire heading to space.
Just a little loose change for that trip, right?
Hey, if you got the money, would you do it? Also, over the weekend, sad to hear the passing of a radio legend, Jim Quinn. And joining us in studio, Bubba from 100.7 Star. Bubba, you've been with this company how many years now?
More than 30.
And you knew Jim when you were just an intern.
The only reason I'm in radio today and have a radio career is because of Jim Quinn. True story. I would have gone back to college when I was at Bethany College if he didn't tell me a lie, which we laughed about for years, and he convinced me to walk into our big boss's office because he thought that he wanted me to come to the morning show producer. He had convinced me that the big boss wanted me to come in to meet with him. He'd never told him, and the big boss was so impressed that some 19-year-old kid walked in his office and demanded a job that they were willing to pay me $8,000 a year to do it.
Wow. Awesome. What a great story.
He broke the bank here before it was Odyssey. That said, though, I worked with Jim Quinn at WTAE Radio when he was still playing music.
Yeah.
He worked at 13Q for those back in the day.
The Mighty Quinn.
That was, you know, I listened to the new sound of 13Q. But he also had the distinction of working with a guy named Jeff Christie, who turned out to be Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
And he...
They maintained the relationship through the years before Rush passed away. And I maintained my relationship with Jim as well because he lived in South Fayette where I live. And he would come into my restaurants and we would catch up. And obviously the most important thing he ever taught me that that he started when I was young, because I was an intern that just did stupid street bits, was that you always needed to evolve your career. That if you were doing the same thing this year as you were doing last year, you're probably going to be antiquated and they'll get rid of you in a heartbeat. So literally, he taught me from a very young age that you always need to be evolving. And if you look at his career, as you just mentioned, and you know, he became a very conservative talk show host, that he always evolved his career. And that's the best career advice I ever got from him.
And he did that at a very successful level too. And he was not as popular nationwide as like a Rush Limbaugh, but he
Correct.
Did have a very solid following. That said, at 82. I didn't know he was sick. Last time I saw him, he had one of his Corvettes, and as you know, he was a car guy.
He was a car guy. So his daughter texted me first thing in the morning because she knew that we had kept up. I actually have a little bit of a regret because he had reached out to me. I looked back at some text messages in like January and February and was trying to meet up with me at one of my restaurants, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to do it, and now I regret that I didn't stop what I was doing to do that. I don't know exactly what caused it, but I do know that he was, because he and I had talked about it, he was battling cancer, but now I'm not saying that's what ended his life, but I know that he was in a battle. I believe he had prostate cancer. But in all of my messages and conversation with him, it was like, I'll beat this too. I beat worse, you know, that kind of thing.
And he was a force in this town, and to his many fans and friends, our sympathies. Yeah. And I was thinking back, Bubba, you know, like I work with Jim, but that was many years ago. But I was thinking the losses we've had. Mike Lang.
Yep.
John Burnett.
Oh, wow.
Craig Wolfley.
Yep.
Dave James here just last week.
Dave was another guy that used to come to my restaurant all the time in South Fed. I would talk to him all the time.
I'm Dave James.
Because he lived in Crafton, right? And he had some vision issues, so he'd always get a ride, and he'd come to my restaurant, and we would sit and talk.
He spent, you know, decades here Ackerman. He and Paul, he had a magical voice.
Oh.
Like our man Paul over
Paul's
there.
Got an amazing voice. Dave had, I mean, I would just sit there at the restaurant and talk to him, and I'd be like, I could just listen to you talk all day.
But I was thinking of the losses, and even one of the Steelers spotters, David Givens, passed away a couple of weeks ago. So all these people, and Mike Gallagher, Andy Lindbergh's uncle, who is a tremendous talent. What a great guy. Just passed last night. So
you know, my message to everybody is, if there's somebody that you have not talked to recently that made an impact in your life at some point, don't wait. Don't delay. Give them a call today.
Bye-bye. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, man.